Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare in theaters and streaming. In Spider-Man No Way Home, our hero's identity as Peter Parker is revealed to the world. He recruits Doctor Strange to employ dangerous magic to conceal the truth, inadvertently unleashing villains from alternate universes. Involving, eye-popping, and filled with welcome surprises, Spider-Man No Way Home is a superhero entry. Guillermo del Toro's remake of the 1947 film noir classic Nightmare Alley doesn't improve on the original, but it's still a triumph of art direction. Bradley Cooper leads a terrific cast in the off-putting story of a cheap carnival barker who lies and schemes his way into big-time showbiz, only to get in way over his head. Nightmare Alley is the movie equivalent of a creepy sideshow attraction. If frenzied animated animals warbling pop tunes is your idea of a good time, then the sequel Sing 2 was made for you. It's silly and overwrought, but is a tuneful distraction for the kiddies. Two-time Oscar winner Mahershala Ali stars in Swan Song, a tearful sci-fi drama about a dying man who decides to clone himself to save his family from the heartbreak of losing him. Swan Song poses some thorny ethical questions, but fails to provide any insightful answers. The King's Man is an origin story, the third entry in the over-the-top, tongue-in-cheek Kingsman spy series. It's annoyingly excessive and unfunny. Watching The King's Man is like being bludgeoned with a bowler hat. Stellar acting from Olivia Colman is the main attraction of the dour drama The Lost Daughter. Colman plays a woman on solo holiday at a Greek seaside resort, igniting memories of her regrets in raising her two estranged children. The Lost Daughter is a sympathetic and sensitive directing debut for actress Maggie Gyllenhaal. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.
Freeze!